Hey, this is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. I went with my wife a couple weeks ago to see Julie and Julia. And it's an interesting movie based on a true story about a book that was written by a girl. She was a writer, and she wanted to jumpstart her writing career because she thinks she was like 30 and she hadn't become a writer yet. So she started a blog, and she was going to cook her way through Julia Child's cookbook. Every day she would do a different recipe, and or several different recipes, and during the through an entire year, she would cook her way through the entire cookbook. And, you know, like any project, it starts off, it's great. It's awesome, it's exciting. But after a while, it becomes difficult. It even becomes a chore. I set myself this goal of a year, and I've got to do this, and I can't skip a day or get behind. But she had discipline to keep doing it every day. Well, social media, as part of your marketing, is like that. You have to have the discipline to do it consistently. You don't have to blog every day, but you have to blog maybe at least once a week or twice a week. You have to, if you get a Twitter account, you have to be posting to the Twitter account all the time. You can't post to the Twitter account once or twice and then not post again to it for a month. You know, if you have a Facebook profile, you have to keep updating your status and updating the people that are following you with information, or they'll forget about you. It's a lot like prospecting. You know, there's real estate agents that wouldn't for a second think to stop prospecting. Oh, well, I don't feel like prospecting today, so I'm not going to do it. Well, if you don't do it for one day or 2 days, that won't be a problem. But if you only prospected every once in a while, you only get a client every once in a while. And eventually you'd be out of business. So the thing is, when you start your social media marketing and your strategy, it's great to get your Facebook page set up and to get your YouTube channel set up and your Twitter account set up and to put out those first few initial posts, and it's fun. But you gotta remember to keep it consistent. You gotta remember to keep it up and be disciplined about it and continue to do it, because just like prospecting, the stuff you do today may not pay off for another 60 to 90 days. That's my advice for today. This is Chris Johnston of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com.